Gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Money, money, money!
One of my most favorite topics in the world, ski.
Plus, it's fun to sing. You guys are going to be singing that.
Like, seriously. Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you don't have money. You know, that's the best part. I've done it all my life, not having the money. So it's fun because it's so creative.
And today, on the topic, other than hearing our wonderful voices singing about money, you are going to learn how you need to spend money in order to make money. And sometimes that is a concept that is very hard to comprehend, especially when you're stuck and it's scary. Like, it's a huge risk to spend money when...
But it's fun!
Yes!
Three different opinions.
For those of you who are like, I don't know if that's fun, I get you. But there is a rhythm to our rhyme. What's the thing?
Rhyme to our... Oh, now you messed me up.
No, rhythm to our rhyme and something
method to our madness.
That's the one. Whoa, that never happened. Whoa, look at me.
That's right. Nailing it.
So before we get started, I guess we'll tell you who we all are. I am Carson Scooter, an instructor, facilitator, and the social media guru here at Equine Connection.
I am Carrie Fomack, the founder and master instructor for the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, helping people globally around the world do exactly what we do, and that is helping human beings make a change in their life by finding the answers and solutions to some of the problems that they have, but by having the horse actually as the teacher and being able to understand when it is that the horse is wanting us to step in to be able to help those clients. So it's like therapy, but the therapy is on the human beings having their therapy on their own, because we are not therapists. We just help people build those skills to be able to move forward and work with our horses eloquently.
And we all know that horses are therapeutic.
They are therapeutic.
The fact that we aren't therapy.
Yes, exactly.
You should always go last, because now I'm going to say, my name is Carolyn Charles, Director of Sales and Marketing, as well as an instructor.
Well said.
And Rob. So now we're going to get into how the heck do you cope with having to spend money in order to make money? And the first thing that we're going to go over is how the heck does this even work?
You know, it's true. And I know many of you have heard this line. My mom used to say this to me all the time because we were entrepreneurs and always trying to do our businesses together. And, you know, she always said, Carrie, you have to spend the money to make money. And I'm like, but mom, we don't have money to spend money. She says, then Carrie, we got to find creative ways to figure out how we spend that money. Because when we're understanding when we spend the money, we actually do make money. And we're going to go through a few of those points and exactly how that rolls today. But when we're spending our money in the right direction, that is when we actually make the money. Because some of us, I mean, come on, we've been on this earth for a while. We have wasted money. That's not the good way to make money, because once that money is gone, it's down the toilet. It's in the trash. But we're talking about when you spend money to make money, you are going to make it because of, again, the business and the industry that you are in. And with the governments, we love government, because government does actually help us as self-employed entrepreneurs to create something that doesn't exist so that we can actually help the economy and help ourselves.
I think a big piece of that too is switching your frame of mind to from spending money to making an investment, right?
Ooh, I like
when
that.
We say that we're making an investment in our business, that feels a whole lot better than, you know, like putting out some cash everywhere and, you know, just throwing the money out the window. When you are putting something, the money in the right place, that definitely is an investment rather than just spending money. So that's kind of how you have to train your brain to think about it in a different way so that you're not feeling overwhelmed with the money going out.
But yeah, that's very true, because in the year, and I always think in a year, if I spent this much money, how much money would it make me back? Mm-hmm. So is it more affordable to have someone trailer your horses, depending again how this looks like for you? Is it more affordable that you just hire somebody? And in, let's say that's when I go even further, in 5 years, would it take me just as much money to pay for the trailer? Or because it's a write-off of paying someone else, is it more affordable to do it that way? So it all depends what you are doing it for. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It totally does. Like, I mean, this is totally off of horse topic, but Carson and I have both recently gotten our eyes laser surgery eyes.
Yes.
laser surgery eyes.
LASIK eye surgery, to be more specific.
That's the one. But we both looked into it to see, okay, so how much we spend on contacts, solution, and all the other stuff, plus the pain in the butt that it can be. Added it all up, and yeah, we figured out this is an excellent investment for us because we're at the point where it's going to pay itself off, where we don't have to buy the extra contacts, we don't have to buy glasses, we don't have to buy all the stuff, plus we don't have the pain in the butt.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing where you figure out, I'm not just spending money on it, I'm investing in myself and in my eyeballs that way, and it has made a world of difference. So you can really apply that to any purchases that you're making in life. Is it an investment or are you just shelling out cash?
And with your bookkeepers and accountants, the beauty with this is too, is this is a tangible item. So you'll have depreciation in your business for years and years and years, meaning these are good write-offs for you to have. Because in business, you want those write-offs to be applicable to everything that you're doing, because that way, in essence, you're actually saving money.
Next piece of two is, how does this save me money? Because when you really look into things, it's not just about that you spent the money and that's it. How is this going to save you money in the long term? We've kind of touched on that a little bit with what you were just saying as well.
But even like to look at it from the perspective of, okay, maybe like the initial investment looks a little terrifying because you have to dish out a certain amount of money. But like even the eye surgery thing, like we were saying, if you look at it in the long run and what the potential is from what you are putting your money into, then you do end up saving loads of money because you're doing it the right way.
I like that, because even if you think of the certification course, so let's say it's, I don't know, 5,500, 6,000, it's under 6,000. So here we go. Under 6,000, and you take the course, whether it be through a payment plan or pay it in full, you get to use that now as a company write-off. And what I mean by a company write-off means either it can be you yourself. So Carrie Fomek, just sole proprietor, owns her own business. I'm starting my new business and I'm putting everything under me. Or you could already have a business and you can put that as an expense that you are putting towards creating this new business that you have. So through those government expenses already, that's already a payoff for you. But let's take a look at it. Even with our certification, under $6,000, you spend, let's say, for your initial program, initial course.
Should I bring up a camera for this or a calculator?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. But you know what? Well, we will do, because I love this idea. If you're interested in how much it does save you, we're going to send you those numbers. Can we send it in the thread?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Now my brain is shifting elsewhere. But okay, so you are with us for the life of your certification. So we've always said when you start your business with us, one thing is we never divorce you. You can divorce us, but we don't divorce you. So if you think about, you're going to be in this business, I'm going to be in it till I'm 80. Well, maybe even longer, until I die. My last breath on earth is doing this business. So if you think that you're with us even, let's say, a minimum of 10 years, 10 years with free training anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can retake the course anytime you want. You get marketing training. You get business training. You get help. And how do you get your clients and organizations to come to you? This is continuous help all the time. Okay, she's going to bring in the calculator.
I am.
So let's do 6,000 divided by 10 years even.
1 second.
Okay.
Oh, where did it go?
See, this is
for
fancy
the visual
doodle.
Learners out there.
Okay, so okay. 10 or 6,000 divided by 10 years. That is only $600 a year to be in this business. Then let's say divide that by 12 months. $50 a month to be able to be in this incredible business that's always going to continually move forward. And let's divide it by the day, because this is getting exciting. By 30 days, let's say.
No.
It's costing you $1 in our team. Like, that is flipping amazing. That was fun. We got to do a calculator way more often. But, you know, because this is what you got to think of. Again, like Carolyn said, you got to make money, spend money, but you got to invest in yourself in order for it to be able to work. And now you're thinking outside the box, how much is this actually costing me to have my own business?
Well, and even do you have off the top of your head a number for if you bring in an organization, what that return would look like?
Yeah. So let's say even the Calgary Dream Center, which is one of our newest clients, because we are now working with men at risk. We are super, awesome. We were really scared at first because we always believe we're women. We should just work with women, but
yeah, well, and they're a bit of a different case scenario too with all of it.
But they're matter.
No, I mean with pricing.
Oh, yes.
Because I love them as people and human beings. But the pricing piece is always, you get a great return on your investment. Are you going to make $1 million in a year?
No. Nope. Never. You're working with horses.
But at the same token, you can definitely make $1.67 a day by doing this business to be able to pay for all that plus much, much more. And with all of that, you have to remember too, is that all of the training and everything that we take and the other facilitators take gets passed on to you. So it's an added value every single time that you're going into these support workplaces and moving forward with it as well. But really the price ranges depending on where you're at, what kind of groups you're working with, that sort of thing as well.
Well, so, I know a lot of, well, maybe not a lot of you, but I know that two of the most common pieces that people are looking at when they come here are working with youth or with women. So we could even do an example of what that would look like if you were to work with a youth organization.
Okay, Siksika Youth Medicine Lodge. So we had an agreement with them for the last, well, we were with them for 9 years, actually. So this contract was 10 people, but there's two of us. So, I mean, even if I think we should do 4 people, hey?
Okay, let's do 4 people.
Yeah, 4 people, because you as one facilitator can definitely handle 4 people, 2 horses. Easy. So 4 times, we charge them $75 per youth. And they did 13 of the programs that you get. So times 13.
So 1 program per week.
Yeah, yeah. 1 program per week. So we made $3,900 for working with 4 people over 13 weeks. And they would come every quarter. So every intake, we would get the same amount. So that's times
4.
There we go. So for us, just for working with our youth at risk, Siksika Youth Medicine Lodge, we were making the $15,600 for the year. See, this is a business that's already made for you. Like, well, you're already ready to get out of the gate. You have the programs, you have the research, you have everything to be able to go and get these organizations as soon as you leave us.
Well, and even so, if we take off the cost of what we dished into it, so let's say around $6,000, because it could differ depending on where you're from.
That's true.
$9,600 is still incredible. And that just for the 1 year and the one-time investment of getting the certification. Anyways, moving on, which is ironic and funny because of this next part. But if you don't spend the money to make the money, you can sometimes get stuck and you won't move.
You really don't, because you see, if you continually stay where you are thinking, one day things will change, one day I'll have the money to do this. No, you won't. It just doesn't work that way in life. How life works, because life is hard. Mm-hmm. Life throws at you a passion that hits you inside and makes it just so strong. And then your heart gets involved and then your mind gets involved. And you see, it's telling you that you need to do something different. The only way to do something different is by actually, you have to spend money to make money. You have to. There is nothing I've ever heard of on this earth that doesn't require us, if we're looking for something for me, myself, and I in a business, that doesn't require you to spend some kind of money. The funny piece is, though, most of us have horses. So you see, we're already spending money. However, if you're only spending the money, let's say you have a horse, it costs you maybe 2 horses, $7,000 a year. And personally, I feel this is a very low number for horses. So
a couple of vet calls.
Yeah, and you're done.
Above that.
So here's $7,000 a year that you're just spending money on now. Like, it doesn't make any, see, it doesn't make sense. So if you're spending money on a horse now, but you have no business, that money too is just down the toilet, but not down the toilet in our hearts. Don't get me wrong. We love being with our horses, and of course we're going to spend the money to have horses in our life, but now take it to a business thinking way of doing this. Now you have $7,000 that you get to write off as a business expense every year. Because you see, this is for your business because you need your horses to partner with you in order to have your business run successfully. Now you see, even if you're working a job, let's say you work a job that you make $50,000 a year at, you probably pay about, I don't know, maybe $15,000 in income tax. Would that be about right?
I've been self-employed for a little too long.
Okay. So let's say you're spending, you know, I don't know, $10,000 to $15,000 a year in your income tax. Now, what your bookkeeper, accountant, and government now understand is, oh, Carrie Fulmick started her own business. Now she's put in $6,000 to a certification course, and she put in her $7,000 for her two horses that she needs for the business. Mm-hmm. So now I've already spent, let's say, $12,000, $13,000. Now when you do the books, you see the government says, oh, you've paid us way too much money because you see you started this business. So then they balance it off. And this is the beauty when you work for someone else. You get a paycheck back from the government being self-employed because you work for somebody else and the income tax has already been taken off. So this, my friends, is the biggest saving on earth. When you're already working for someone who's taking off taxes, when you move into this and you're just working, let's say, equine-assisted learning full-time, and you're not working for anybody else anymore, you never get money back again from the government. So this is the actual opportunity when you do work for somebody else.
Carol,
does this make sense?
Carol asked, don't you need to show at least 10K a year income before write-offs?
Nope. You sure don't. In Canada and even in the US, well, I would have to say for the majority of where we certify, you got 2 years with your government to show that this is a viable business. So that means even, Carol, let's say even for your first year, let's say someone even donated you $100 because they just thought it was amazing, but you spent $12,000. That's looking good to the government because, ooh, she's starting to bring in some income. So this is the win-win. And, you know, sometimes people stop themselves from moving forward because they think they need to have a list of things. Yeah. But you don't. All you need to do is be certified so you understand what it is that you have. Humans want to work outside and be connected to Earth. There is nothing wrong with having outdoor facilities. No. And like we said, our first 2 years outside, I freaking love that this is where we begin.
And we didn't do it throughout the whole winter, but we have facilitators who are tough little cookies.
Well, and because and people spend money on skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiling, I don't know, sledding, anything else. I think I said the same thing twice. But either way, people want to be outside.
They do. Outside is a very healthy, wholesome way for learning to take place. And then you have those beautiful horses in there.
Okay, so you're from Manitoba, which is awesome. So, yes, Jenny is right. We absolutely do. So if you do want more information on that, let us know because we're pretty flexible to making it fit for your lifestyle.
Well, the nice thing with the payment plan is you put down that initial deposit, but then you have the opportunity to make some money while you're paying it off.
Exactly.
Which is really amazing too. So a lot of people question, well, do you not get anything if you're on the payment plan? No, you get the things that you need to absolutely be able to start up your business and start moving forward with it. Otherwise it wouldn't make much sense for us to do it because we would like the money back eventually.
Yeah,
we really do.
And shoot us a message too, because if you're from Canada, we could send you off those links to those grants to see if that's something that maybe you are, what is it, eligible for?
Yeah. Kim, in the outdoors in the winter isn't so bad, especially have a heated arena. We're talking about not having a heated arena.
Yeah.
That's why we're the wimps. Arena's an outside, no arena, just barrels of fire.
And I do want you all to know, especially if you are from Canada, where we do mainly get the snow in the winter time, except BC. Well, some BCs those too. Anyways, picture this. So Bree Hingley, oh my goodness.
Not Hingley.
No. Hingley. She is one of our facilitators who runs all of her programs outside 24/7. Like this is what she just does. She loves it, but loves the winter months.
She meant classroom.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll let that go then.
Yeah, that's true. Because you can have a classroom in a garage, in a shed, in anywhere, and then go out to the arena, do the program, and come back in. So picture this. Here she is in winter. She's in -20. All of the kids come in And I have to say, she said team building. So they all dress in their winter dress suits. No, snow suits.
Snow suits.
They don't know. Horses have major thick hair then. But she loves it because you can see the breath of the horse as these humans are going through. Again, really connecting to earth and just that breathing alone, being in the presence of this horse. Then what she does is she has this little fire pit. And then you can get warmed up as you're doing the program. Then in the winter months when it's darker outside, she has lights all around her outside fenced area. Can you imagine that feeling of coming in, learning to this beauty of dark, light, hair, thick galore, and breath coming out of horses? It seriously is magical.
You think we pay money to go to something like zoo lights in the middle of winter where the animals are all inside at the zoo, but then you go just to look at the lights and that kind of thing. This one you get to actually interact, and it is a phenomenal program.
And if you think about it, us Canadians are pretty good at the temperature thing as we live with winter about 10 months out of the year.
Yeah, that's so true.
Carol, I see your comment there as well, that you actually already have a business, and that is beautiful because then we can definitely look at that Canadian job grant as well. So that would be a really good one for you and to work with.
Absolutely. I just need certification for retreats to top off credentials and then go for larger leadership and group functions.
You know, it's funny. We actually just had somebody come a few weeks ago to get certified, and that was all she was looking for, is that the insurance company said you need to have some credentials and a certification behind you, which, you know, makes sense. So she was coming in. Low expectations, really. She was whatever, I'll just go and I have to get this done. So I'll just get it done. And she slid right in at the last second to her August course. And then now she's left and she is seriously like, it's life changing. She said two other people are away already and everything else. So it is one of those things that, yes, it's fantastic for the certification piece of it to have the piece of paper. But at the same token, it really is one of those things that's going to help move your business forward. And I mean, for all of us, I think it's helped move all of our lives forward as well in our own particular way of adding our purpose and passion too.
But this is factual. You make money when you spend money, especially when you have a business that's already been proven. And the best part is we've been proven for over 12 years and it just gets better and better. And you have a global team of over 400 humans helping you to continually move forward. But the best way on earth to do what it is you love before you die, because you never know when your last breath on earth is going to be. And I'm sorry, but I think of this all the time. We wait too long to get started in what it is that we need for the me, myself, and I. And people need you. People are waiting for you to get certified. And remember, yes, we understand. I've been there, done that. I've never had money all my life. Everything I've ever created started with having zero or in the minus. But when you are so passionate about what it is that you want to do with your life, I promise creativity is the most miraculous thing to make things happen so you're actually moving forward and living the dream you want. Don't wait, because you don't have to wait. Make it happen for you, yourself, and I. And, you know, the bonus with ending in our years, I always say, is so great, because when you understand what it is that you have over those wintry, cold months or hot days wherever you are from, it just doesn't matter. Well, in Australia, whatever the weather may be, you know, this is the time you're preparing for what your next year is going to look like, because then you can go and meet the organizations, you can go get everything ready for yourself because you understand what it is that you have. But you know, I don't ever think, I never started with money. Nobody granted me no money and nobody willed me no money.
You know, on that note too, I was on a mindset coaching call the other day and the coach was saying, you know, so many of us worry about when we're starting up a business about the financial situation of our potential clients or of our clients. And that's none of our business. When we see the value in what it is that we do, people want to pay you for that service.
Yeah. Darn tootin'. I like that, coach.
I like that.
Good coach.
Yeah, I think we were almost out of time here, but just a little recap. Sometimes you got to spend money in order to make the money.
Not sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
All the time.
Yeah. But I am Carson Scooter. I'm a facilitator, instructor, and social media guru here at Equine Connection.
I'm Carolyn Charles, the director of sales and marketing, as well as an instructor and facilitator.
And I'm Carrie Bellman, the founder of Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, and master instructor, helping people just like you and I around the world to be able to help human beings move forward with their lives by partnering with the beautiful creatures our beautiful horses.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.